weekend during Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, Fayetteville was bursting at the seams with motorcycle riders. But Northwest Arkansas's largest city wasn't the only place that bikers flocked for good food and a good time. The tiny community of Oark, located in the remote mountains of northern Johnson County, also saw its fair share of motorcycles. Over the weekend, hundreds of motorcycles rumbled into Oark to have a home-cooked meal at the historic Oark General Store. Jim Mitchell works at the Oark store. He says during Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, around 50% of the store's total business comes from bikers.
It's our biggest all-time weekend of the year. We get a lot of motorcycles that come down from the Fayetteville area. We'll stay busy all day today. We'll have probably in the neighborhood of 200 motorcycles come in today at least. We had probably 100 to 120 yesterday. We've got every employee we've got on shift, you know, all weekend long.
At 4 a.m. Saturday, General Store employees were already at work baking 18 pies and pulling pork for the busy day ahead. Mitchell says good food and a good ride through the Ozarks is what brings motorcycle riders to the store.
We've got some great motorcycle rides here. They can come down 23, the old Pig Trail, come across with the Scenic 215, which is a beautiful drive along the Mulberry River, and then straight up to us and have lunch or have something to eat and then take off and ride more.
Bob Blackwelder, Terry Elliott, Bill Nelson, and Richard Dahlgren are from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. This group of Texas bikers stopped in at the Oark General Store for lunch. They all love riding through the Ozarks.
How'd you like the ride?
Oh, it was great. This is a beautiful road. Yeah, I loved it because he was telling us about it, and I was like, yeah, let's go. Let's try one. I've never been on there. Dalai Lama says, go someplace you've never been before. And that's what we did today.
Except I got no cell service here. I can't post this picture on Facebook and say, here's where I'm at, you know, with all my buds.
Again, Jim Mitchell with the Oark General Store.
The motorcycle community, you know, really supports the store. We appreciate it a lot.
The Oark General Store first opened in 1890 and is the longest continuously operating store in Arkansas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Luke Gramlich.